chapter 4. Adam slept with Eve, his wife. She conceived and had Cain. She said, "I've gotten a man with God's help." Then she had another baby, Abel. Abel was a herdsman, and Cain a farmer. Time passed. Cain brought an offering to God from the produce of his farm. Abel also brought an offering, but from the firstborn animals of his herd, choice cuts of meat. God liked Abel and his offering, but Cain and his offering didn't get his approval. Cain lost his temper and went into a sulk. God spoke to Cain, "Why this tantrum? Why the sulking? If you do well, won't you be accepted? And if you don't do well, sin is lying in wait for you, ready to pounce. It's out to get you. You've got to master it." Cain had words with his brother. They were out in the field. Cain came at Abel, his brother, and killed him. God said to Cain, "Where is Abel, your brother?" He said, "How should I know? Am I his babysitter?" God said, "What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood is calling to me from the ground. From now on, you'll get nothing but curses from this ground. You'll be driven from this ground that has opened its arms to receive the blood of your murdered brother. You'll farm this ground, but it will no longer give you its best. You'll be a homeless wanderer on earth." Cain said to God, "My punishment is too much. I can't take it. You've thrown me off the land, and I can never again face you. I'm a homeless wanderer on earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." God told him, "No. Anyone who kills Cain will pay for it 7 times over. God put a mark on Cain to protect him so that no one who met him would kill him. Cain left the presence of God and lived in no man's land, east of Eden. Cain slept with his wife. She conceived and had Enoch. He then built a city and named it after his son, Enoch. Enoch had Irod. Irod had Mahujael. Mahujael had Methushael. Methushael had Lamech. Lamech married 2 wives, Ada and Zillah. Ada gave birth to Jabal, the ancestor of all who live in tents and herd cattle. His brother's name was Jubal, the ancestor of all who play the lyre and flute. Zillah gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who worked at the forge making bronze and iron tools. Tubal-Cain's sister was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, "Listen to me, you wives of Lamech, hear me out. I killed a man for wounding me, a young man who attacked me. If Cain is avenged 7 times, for Lamech, it's 77. Adam slept with his wife again. She had a son whom she named Seth. She said, "God has given me another child in place of Abel, whom Cain killed." And then Seth had a son, whom he named Enosh. That's when men and women began praying and worshiping in the name of God.